Do you receive Social Security or Supplemental Security Income benefits? Then it's important to make sure that you and your family are getting the stimulus money that you're eligible for by filing your 2020 taxes immediately. Hi, I'm Regina from ACE Plus Tax Resolution, and today we'll be talking about how to get your stimulus if you fall into these groups. Before we jump into these information, make sure to share this video to someone you know and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any important information or updates. So, if you receive Social Security or Supplemental Security Income benefits and have not received your first or second stimulus check, the first thing you need to do is file your 2020 taxes, even if you do not normally file. According to the Social Security Administration, most people who receive these benefits should have gotten their checks by now. So if you have not, it would be wise to file your taxes as soon as possible. Even if you have no income to report and do not usually file your taxes, you should still file a tax return if you're missing any of the previous stimulus checks. Filing your taxes can also help the IRS to process the third stimulus check that they're still in the process of sending to taxpayers. Now, you might be wondering how you'll actually get the stimulus once you file your taxes. We'll go over that in a second, but let's first talk about the other ways that you could be eligible for the stimulus money. The IRS has encouraged federal beneficiaries to submit their information so that all eligible dependents are counted in these EIP payments. If you had a child in 2020, you're eligible to receive a payment for this child. If your spouse or dependents have not received their stimulus checks, they're eligible as well. The first step to getting this money, known as EIPs, is to file your 2020 taxes as soon as possible. This is the first step for all the groups we've been looking at. Now, let's talk about how you will actually get this money. Once you file your taxes, you will get all EIPs that you're eligible for through what is known as a Recovery Rebate Credit, or RRC. This credit will be including any missing money from the first or second round of stimulus checks, and will be in your tax refund. If the IRS did not previously have you on record before you filed, you will now receive your third stimulus separate from your tax refund, since this third stimulus was issued to taxpayers in 2021. Once you file your 2020 taxes, you will receive this RRC for all eligible persons that are on your tax return, and the third stimulus if eligible. Once the return is processed, the IRS will be prompted to send out these checks. All you need to do is file. If you need help filing your taxes, please contact our office. Our information is down below. That's all for today's video. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you in our next one. Our certified tax resolution specialist at ACE Plus Tax Resolution has more than 30 years of experience in dealing with the IRS. Our firm helps individual and business taxpayers resolve their tax problems with the IRS and 50 states through custom-fit solutions. So we can help you wherever you are in the U.S. If you have any tax problems, please contact us. Our information is below. And don't forget to click the subscribe button to our channel down below so you don't miss our timely videos with valuable information and advice.